Welcome to the Poe Politicking Show, created in 2008. Poe Politicking is a hip-hop meets self-help brand. With each conversation, we teach the babies and share success secrets with you, the listener. Our focus is to preserve the hip-hop culture and introduce the future upcoming stars. Past guests of the Poe Politicking Show include Yo Gotti, Megan Thee Stallion, DaBaby, Currency, MC Lyte, Jay Prince, Dead Prez, Razzcast, and more. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to get automatic updates of each episode. Keep politicking with Poe on social media at Poe Politicking. Visit our website, PoePoliticking.com, for more exclusive content.
PoePoliticking.com.
Welcome back to PoePoliticking.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Make sure you go on Spotify, we're on YouTube, we're on Google Play. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, check us out. 1212, I'm in the place to be with the cast of 207. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
It's a lot of y'all on here, so just everybody just go through and introduce yourself real quick and your role in the movie.
We'll start first with Khaleesi. Come here. Introduce yourself.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Khaleesi.
And what will you be playing in 207? You're going to be playing?
Cassidy.
And who's Cassidy?
Olive's sister.
Yes!
Go run. Cool. Go ahead. On. The girls can introduce themselves.
Paris, you go ahead. Hi, y'all. I'm Paris, and I'm playing the role of Olive in 207.
Okay.
I'm Savannah. I'm playing, what's my name? Kiara. I'm playing Kiara in 207.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ariel Gottesman, and I'm playing Melissa.
I'm Orly, and I'm playing Rebecca.
Yeah.
And we're sisters, so yeah.
My name is Daniel Rivera. I wrote the film, and I'll be playing Detective Santos.
My name is Miko Saad. I don't know what I'm here, but here I am. I'll be directing this story and
film.
Get to work with this very beautifully young talent and my buddy and partner in production, Daniel Imlach.
Okay. And I heard Paris is the mastermind behind this?
Yes.
So Paris, what happened? How did you come with the film?
So basically one night I was watching the news with my mother and I saw this news. It was on the news and it was about human trafficking, and the place that we live in is California, and one of the epicenters of human trafficking or sex trafficking is in the Santa Monica Pier. And I would have never guessed that. And that was really a changing point where you can never really be safe. And a lot of people think that it's not where they are, when really it's everywhere. And you can be a victim to this. And I think it's a really important matter that everybody needs to know, because not many people really truly think about it. And there's a lot of things like a zip tie on your car so that it distracts you to not go into your car, or you try to take it off and that's when they grab you or they hurt you or they take you. And just the thought of losing one of your friends to this matter and never ever seeing them again is crazy to me. Absolutely crazy.
So what is the movie about?
Just a weekend. It's about human trafficking and sex trafficking and being sold for being a girl or a boy. Because this also happens to men as well.
Right.
So, and women do this too. So it's not just men taking girls or little girls or children. This can happen to anyone.
Then, Danny, you wrote the film?
Yes.
Yeah, man. So Paris came up with the idea, like she explained just now. And then, you know, she contacted me, her and her mother, and was like, you know, I really want to do this film. We have this idea. do you think you could write something? And so I sat down with the concept that Paris had in mind, and I just started writing, man. And you've known me for a little bit now, so you know how my brain works. And I just started going about it. So I took Paris's concept, and so the film is about four young girls. They're in high school. And so Paris, who plays Olive, she's like the goody two shoes of the group. You know, she's the girl that goes to school, gets good grades. You know, she works hard. She loves her family. And she's best friends with Ciara, who's played by Savannah. And so Savannah is at that stage in her life with this character that she's trying to go out. She's trying to meet boys. And she's hanging out with the mean girls, who are played by Ariel and Orly. And they're peer pressuring the girls to basically skip school. So these girls decide to skip school to go have fun with some boys who they met on Instagram or whatever social media app that they're playing with. And so it turns out they go to skip school to hang out with these boys, but the boy is not who they say they are. They actually catfished them with a picture of some young kid, and they're sex traffickers. And so they kidnap these girls, and now, you know, the girls put up a fight for their life, and the movie's just a wild thriller, drama, suspense of just trying to find these girls and their struggle that comes with, you know, being taken, because it is a very serious situation. And, you know, it does happen. And with California being so close to, you know, the border and stuff like that, and it's very, very big out here. So we just wanted to put this film together to bring that to light.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about the cast more, because I was looking at the girl's profile. It looked like y'all all the stars already. Y'all already been in the acting and stuff, most of y'all I saw. So each one of y'all just talk about all the stuff you do. Y'all can just... go in order. How y'all want to go?
Can you go first? Yeah. I am an actress as well as a martial artist, and I love to do all things that have to do with being active. I have been in a couple of movies, one called Bad Therapy. I was in the movie with Alicia Silverstone and Rob Corddry, both amazing actors that I look up to both of them. I've been in Disney commercials, on Disney, Nickelodeon, and also just a lot of fun acting jobs that I'm very, very thankful to be a part of. And Savannah.
So I've been acting for about 6 years now, and I have a movie on Amazon called Prodigy that I star in, and I also am in a movie that's coming out pretty soon called Landfill that I did when I was 10 or 11, and I'm in some commercials. I'm in a Universal Orlando commercial. I'm on American Horror Story. And I was in Henry Danger.
My sister and I started off with modeling, and that sort of shifted into print work and like started doing commercials, and we did a lot of toy companies and German clothes and stuff. And then that's when we really started going into acting. I booked a Disney pilot that sadly didn't get picked up, but it was really fun to shoot. And I'm in multiple student films. My best friend, Griffin Locke, he's 15 years old, and he directed, wrote, and produced his own movies, and so that was really exciting. And I was in another feature film called Beauty, Brains, and Personality, and I played the younger character of one of the older main characters.
Wow, that's crazy. So y'all all, like, going to school and doing the movies and everything at the same time, too?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. And then the director, so... I wanted you to talk.
Orly, go ahead, Orly. You ain't
get the. Oh, we got one more? Oh, okay.
Someone's trying to call.
Ooh, okay. Sorry. Where's this thing? Okay, sorry. So, yeah, like Ariel said, we started off modeling. And then throughout, like, as time went by, we worked for, like, Otto and Macy's and a bunch of these kind of biggish brands, and then I started doing commercials. I did a Burger King commercial, which was one of my first things. I did a bank commercial. I did a FPL commercial, and then I moved to California. We lived in Florida, and then we did modeling in Miami and stuff. And then when we moved to California, that was because she booked her show on Disney, and then I, not too much later, booked an NBC pilot. And I filmed the pilot, which was really, really exciting. It was an amazing experience. And then
Unfortunately, they got they wanted an older character, so now we're back at it, and we were kind of making our way through Disney and Nickelodeon and NBC and trying to get out there and doing all that stuff.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Then I just want to talk to the director a little bit. So you did all like the filming and stuff, right?
We have one more of my cast has to say something.
The best for last, y'all.
So what did you have before?
Come on.
Speak up.
I did a cereal commercial and I did a
Denny cereal commercial for General Mills cereal, Patrols World Tour, and then she starred in a little short film called Sunny.
Yeah, I think I saw the cereal commercial.
Yeah,
nice. So, what do you have for me, man? Tell me.
I was asking you about the. So you're like doing the filming and everything, right?
Yeah. Well, give me just one second.
I'm gonna say, how long did it take to make the film?
Say again.
No, I just asked how long was the you was doing the filming and directing. Mm-hmm. So how long was the process?
Okay, we split the filming over 2 days.
Okay,
and we filmed like I wanted to just film two completely different. Scenes and atmosphere of a day. So the first day, I'm focusing on Paris and her life at, or let's say Olive, our lead character, and her life at home. So where is she at? What does she do? Where is her family? How is the relationship? How is the atmosphere there to show it? And then the next day of shooting, which is Saturday, is going to be where we're going to focus on like her friends, her school, what's going on, and then here starts her journey. So that's we split the 2 days, one for the family and one for the adventure and the action.
Okay. And is the movie already out?
Or is it not out yet? No, we filmed first day, and we have the second day shooting is going to be this Saturday coming.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up. It's so not even out yet.
We are in the middle of the production right now.
So I'm getting like exclusive, huh?
Yeah. You're behind the scene now. Let's say this.
Okay. What are y'all planning on releasing the film? Because it's like a lot of, places you can put the film at now.
Yeah. Of course, just the story, it's very important to raise awareness. It's very important as slavery in general of sexual, like human beings always been like actually brought to the United States since the European woman who was forced to immigrate in the Mayflower time against their will, so it's been going for a long time. Now with the rise and wake up of Hollywood with the Me Too and all of this and the sexual assault, and the human rights, and all of, because most of the people are subjected to human trafficking in the United States are born outside the United States. Most of them are foreign. So sometimes they don't get like the spotlight to see what's the actual problem or how can we fix this. So now having all of this like coming up in Hollywood and Hollywood is focused on this, we wanted to focus on this cause, which has been going for a long time, with the younger generation, like 14 years old and 13 years old, where the one who could get like scammed by people over Instagram or Facebook, because the info and the awareness, people know the like sexual trafficking, but people don't know how they get approached in Instagram, Facebook, all of this, because all of these are new. Still new. So like, thank God we have this young talent who ready to tell this story to all their fellow teenagers who out there who could be all of a sudden kidnapped, sold, or cut into pieces. God knows what happened to them. We're trying to raise awareness so none of these teenagers fall into this trap. So anyway, considering the cause is so big, I would like to take... First, we're going to festivals. All the festivals that attract causes like this or deal with causes like this. And after the festivals, we're hoping if somebody liked the story and want to amplify it, because it was very challenging for Danny to say this story in a short film. So we tried to squeeze it as much as we can. We wanted to make it five, but it cannot be five. He said, I can't tell this story in 5 minutes. I need more action. So it's 13 minutes. So the more or the longer we have as a feature film, where we can tell the story in details and help others and reach more people, because not many people have the culture of short films. Only now Disney and Netflix, they started by, and Amazon started by putting like short film. But the culture of watching short film is not like ready yet. That's why there's Quibi and there's all of this, which is like doing all the short stuff. But anyway, coming back, hoping to have somebody who believes in the idea, where we can turn it into a feature film. Okay. And then hopefully all the network, all the digital platforms like Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, or something like this.
Yeah, and I think Paris kind of mentioned it earlier, but what are some things like kids can do to protect themselves from stuff like this happening?
So this is the film, to just make, to raise awareness, because sometimes people don't like to be told what to do, you know? And one of the main motivation that pushes our lead character, which is Paris or Olive, is pushing her to go actually and skip school and try to be popular, because she was having trouble last day, like the day before, with her mom. So, and her mom was telling her to do good. She was trying to advise her on being good, do your chores, look after your sister, do all of the right things, and she wasn't accepting it. And yet again, she went and did her own. So I wanted the teenager, instead of being told, I want him to watch and get inspired. So this is the way now. If I inspire you to do something, it's better than telling you to do something. It's a whole different. And the way we could actually help other teenagers out there, after doing this movie and coming forward and saying, et cetera, we can actually try to make a Facebook group or a place where teenagers speak to teenager who experience previous something like this. I'm not going to go on, if I'm 16 years old, I'm not going to go to a 35 years old man and tell him, listen, something happened to me. And if I did, not many other people. I want to talk with somebody who's the same age who can actually explain in a manner that I would understand. So my mom wouldn't understand what's going on with IG, but Danny will, because we are the same age. We're dealing with the same problem. So hopefully we take this and we've been having media attention from yourself. We're writing there's few articles, few interviews lined up, and hoping from all of this to spread even more and spread the word out there to protect more teenagers.
Yeah, it's also just about staying vigilant. Even though Paris is a second degree black belt, there's not that many females in this world that age that can defend themselves, you know? A lot of these girls are talented. A lot of the kids and that we have coming to this film are talented. You know, they can defend themselves. They do other things besides just go to school. They're very well involved in other extracurricular activities. But there's not, the average kid is not like that. So we want to be able to put this film out there to spread awareness, to keep kids vigilant. And when they're coming from, young ladies Paris, Savannah, Ariel, and Orly, who does have a following in their group, and they do have young women their age that look up to them and want to be like them, if they see them doing it and telling this kind of story, they see how serious it can actually be, that would be more well-received, like Miko said, because it's the same age group, than if someone like myself is trying to talk to them, you know? And then even, for example, with my daughter, she comes to set and she's like all over these girls, you know? She's following them, she's looking up to them, she's trying to do everything that they're doing because she's looking up to them, because they're, she wants to be like them. And I think it's very important to have young women like this who want to come out and put themselves in that situation and put themselves mentally and emotionally in the state of being kidnapped and raped, for example, or sold or murdered, and they're putting themselves in that, they're embodying all that pain and all that emotion to be able to tell their story for everybody else.
Okay. So when should we be waiting on it? When did she come out? What's the date? Y'all got a date yet?
We do not have a date yet, but we should be, it should be less than a year. Okay. That's what we can tell you, but this is to show our acting skills now. We're not really waiting for Hollywood. We are trying to show that how we act, because we're kind of in the middle stage of like getting a really young role or a really old role, or we can't do the role at all because we don't look the right age for it. So we're trying to show that we can act, we are good enough, we're putting this out there so that we can show our acting skills as well. And it is such a sensitive topic, to where it's really hard to put yourself in that situation, but it needed to happen because this is showing girls that you can fight back, and showing, because I was tired myself. I was tired of showing or seeing girls not being able to fight back. And I was just frustrated at that. And I told Danny that we need that to be shown and clear that women are strong. Anything to add?
We also just want to spread awareness to the topic, because it's a topic that I haven't seen a lot of people talk about as much as it should be talked about.
And it was never told by teenagers. It was never told by young girls. Like, usually directors, filmmakers, I'll send that to them. Like, usually they go for older age and stuff like this, so they can go more into like raping scene or an obscene or like something like that, because like when you have a cause like this, you want to move people, and the only way to move people is through emotions, like to make them feel, so to make me cry, to make me feel sorry for you, to make me happy. So basically you're manipulating the way I feel, and considering that this is such a big like case we're talking about right now, it's, you want to move people and you want to show people what the individual have to go through if you've been trafficked to somewhere, what you have to go through. And the more you feel upset, sorry, and like frustrated with what's happening with this, the better, you know, like impact and reaction you're gonna do, because it actually affected you, it actually called you, what the hell did you go through this? Because like, lucky all of us, none of us was subjected to something like this ever. Like, I'm here and I was never, so I don't know the pain. So unless somebody I see in a film or a story the pain, I won't feel it. And it was very challenging with teenagers, you know, like you, some of them, only one of them, Ariel, is 16 and the rest is under 16. This is very difficult age to work with, and very difficult age to make them tell story without just like breaking all the right stuff, you know, with that, like, first I wanted to make them like look like an object and put light on them and different right light and red light and stuff like this. But then I said, like, you know what? I don't want to objectify them. I just want to like tell a normal, very like just human story. It's a human story between four friends, and that's about it. Whoever's going to watch is going to learn from the Paris character, and I love the way Danny wrote it, because Danny, he made her like having a relationship at home that is not very stable. Yet again, she's a good girl, okay? But then when she goes against her family, okay, and she do the wrong thing, and she skip test, let's say, God forbid, she gets her karma. She gets her karma in a way that it will teach her a lesson for her and for generations to come. As soon as she gets kidnapped and one of them get killed, and like the situation gets more like hostile and stuff like this, the hostility rise up and all of this crazy stuff, and somebody died and somebody being sold and somebody like this, we see Paris realize that, or our lead character, we see her realize the mistakes she made. We see her realize that, oh, she needed to give more time to her family. So she needed more time to with her sister. So that's why we were trying to...
And not only that, just to like piggyback on that, with the other girls, you know, we see Savannah's character, who she's in the middle where she still wants to keep her friend Paris, but she wants to grow up. She wants to hang out with the girls that are doing the fun things. That's stuff that kids deal with in school all the time. This is my best friend for so long, but I want to be popular, you know? And then we see the two popular girls, you know, one of them doesn't get taken. You know, she gets away. She has to live with the fact that her and her sister just peer pressure these girls, and her sister may or may not come back ever again. So those are the internal challenges that they face themselves. You know, when you think of movies like Taken, it's older women playing younger. You think of Gone Girl Gone, you know, older women playing younger. If you think of like The Last House on the Left, older women playing younger. But we have never really seen a film where it's girls their age playing these roles.
All right.
It's like peer pressure nowadays, even for kids our age, it's everywhere. Like, no matter what school you go to, you're always getting under peer pressure. But this is obviously more of like an extreme kind of peer pressure. And Olive obviously knew what the right thing was to do, but it's just, as a teenager, you know, you're kind of programmed to want to do things that seem appealing to other people that might make you look cool, you know? And this, she had a consequence. And so the reason why Ariel and I both seemed so like intrigued by this film was because the chance that we get to spread awareness of what's happening to kids our age or above our age, it's just crazy that this stuff actually happens to people. And I think the best way to show them through is obviously what he said, through emotion and like experience and all of that kind of stuff. So.
All right. I appreciate having y'all on the show.
Thank you.
Y'all got anything else y'all want to leave listeners with? No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Just want everybody, if everybody could just plug y'all social media really, really fast. Yeah, everybody, yeah. You know, get y'all social media out there, and then Hulk can wrap it up.
You go first. Okay. Hi, all. I'm Paris Bravo, and you can follow me at Paris Bravo Official on Instagram, and you can see all of my other handles on there.
I'm Savannah, and oh my gosh, sorry, I'm so sorry. I can't stop.
How are you still fighting for popularity, no?
Wow. I'm Savannah, my Instagram is Official Savannah Lyles, so follow me there.
I'm Ariel Gottesman, and you can follow me on Instagram at Official Ariel Gottesman.
No,
I changed it. Ah. Okay, and you can follow me on Instagram at Orly Gottesman.
I am Daniel Rivera. Forget the old guys, right? I'm Daniel Rivera. You can follow me at Danny Limelight and Poe. You already know.
My name is Miko Saad, and follow me at Miko Saad anywhere. Just anywhere.
Where are y'all? Awesome.